Me ball jump and move and jump and move and jump and move and stop. Follow me. Jump and move and jump and move and jump and move and stop. Now, this is chicken on jump, I'm a rap like MC. I'm a settlement of every game, I'm a sit down steady. When me hold for a microphone, me have the mentality. I'm a settlement of every game with intelligence. When me go on New York, when me go...
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment. I am Joseph J. Erdo alongside Eric Reinert, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Snow Show on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. And this is Jump and Move, brand new heavies, Happy Feet. Of course, penguins. I know you like those little penguins, don't you, Eric?
I do. I like penguins. They're cute.
Yeah? Like Happy Feet?
Never saw it.
Do you have Happy Feet?
Of course I do.
Okay. Well, very good. Well,
happy hens as well.
Happy hens? Happy hands.
Hands.
Oh, well, I've got happy hens. They, you know, you feed them the right corn and they give you eggs. That's good. That's good. So no chicken coop accidents this year, of course. But right now we've got a very special guest. He like I said before our break, we had him on last year, and he made this movie called Car Dogs, and now he's bringing something else special to the Valley. Adam Collis, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Eric, how y'all doing?
Great, great. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, Adam, you are an ASU film professor and director of Film Spark. And I understand. Tell us a little bit about Film Spark before we let everyone know who's coming to the Valley.
Well, sure. Thanks. So, as you know, I made a film a couple of years ago, a feature film with 85 of my students at ASU, giving them a chance to learn feature filmmaking on an actual film set with the Oscar-winning cast and crew, and that was the film you talked about, Car Dogs, that stars George Lopez and Octavia Spencer and Mia Vardalos from My Big Fat Greek Wedding and Patrick J. Adams in the lead. And that film is actually coming out in fall of 2016. So when I arrived...
Adam, can I interrupt you for just a second?
Yeah.
Can you get off the speakerphone? Because it's just really echoey.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Sorry about that, guys. So I made this film with my students learning on a feature film set, from this great cast and Hollywood crew. And it really gave them this experiential learning opportunity that they could intern and both participate in the making of a feature and actually learn at the same time. And that was sort of the culmination of about a 4.5-year journey that began with my getting on this mission to connect ASU students with Hollywood and the best work in Hollywood professionals that I could connect them with. It started with just a simple video conference with the cinematographer of the Hangover movies, Larry Shearer. And my students just loved that so much and begged for more that I just started looking for every opportunity that I could to connect them with working Hollywood professionals. And in this 4.5-year period that culminated with the feature film internship program we did, I think we had connected, just with me and a bunch of students, we had connected ASU with 4 Oscar winners, 5 Oscar nominees, the Presidency Academy, President of the Directors Guild, 3 studio chiefs, and just a dozen or so Oscar-winning directors and blockbuster producers. And all of this was really just stuff that I was doing as an extracurricular activity. It was really just for fun. My students loved it. We didn't really have any money to support this in any way. It was just me and the enthusiasm of a bunch of students and a really great leadership team like Miguel Valenti, who ran the film program, Greg Bernstein, who runs it now, and Jake Penholster, who was the head of film, dance, and theater, who just kind of tried to facilitate as much as they could. But it really was something that the students just loved. And anyway, ASU is just this very pretty amazing environment in which you can create and innovate in this sort of way. And in our case, it got recognized by the dean of the Herberger Institute for Arts and Design, Stephen Tepper, and also by President Crowe. And they basically said, hey, you know, you're giving students this, these incredible opportunities to connect with Hollywood. We want more of it. What do you need to make that happen? And I told them what I needed, and they said, you've got it. You've got some staff in an office. And the next thing I knew, we had an established program called Film Spark. Mm-hmm. It has three primary goals. It's a career accelerator to help students and alumni pursue their careers in the entertainment industry. It's a think tank to give a venue to explore important ideas and innovations for our industry. And it also serves as a Southern California outreach arm. So our offices for Film Spark are actually in at the ASU California Center in Santa Monica. And so we do outreach activities to alumni from ASU that are in that region, to prospective high school students that are in that region, as well as just trying to get the ASU name out there into the industry. So that's what Film Spark is all about.
Excellent. Excellent. And, of course, so the event is coming up. It's on Friday, March 4th. We're going to tell everyone who's going to be there in just a moment, but doors open at 6 p.m. The event starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are free, and you can make reservation by going to filmsparkevents.com. They're available for pickup outside the ASU Gamage box office on March 4th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. or until the show is sold out. And they're first come, first serve, and I imagine they're going to go pretty fast because Spike Lee is going to be there, right?
Yes, that's it, Spike Lee. I could not be more excited about this. I tell you, I want to encourage everybody to go to filmsparkevents.com and get your name in there. Come to the show. The reason I'm particularly excited about this is, well, back in November, this was right before the release of his most recent film, Chi-Raq, and it just felt so timely and an important movie, important topic, because it was about gun violence in Chicago, and gun violence is this national critical issue right now. And then on top of that was this wildly inventive conceit to take a ancient Greek play, Les Estrada, written by Aristophanes, which has this hilarious but potent conceit, which is, the original Greek play is about two warring Greek city-states. The men are constantly battling and killing each other, and the women hold a sex strike, and they basically say, hey, if you guys don't figure out how to get along, then we're not going to get along. And I just thought to take that ancient Greek play and update it into this modern context was pure genius, and maybe I'm biased because I'm 100% Greek. And my Hellenic tradition is something I'm very proud of. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was genius. And then to deal with this topic of gun violence in America in this completely inventive way, the whole film is done in rhyme. It's wildly creative. And in an era when we have movies that I like, but there's so much corporate art out there, franchise movies, sequels, reboots. And I like a good Batman movie as much as the next guy, but we need a place for visionary filmmakers like Spike Lee. It's important to our culture. Well, so then that happened, and I just had that feeling that something was going to really crest for Spike Lee. And so we called up his people. I reached out to my old friend Ted Hope, who's now running Amazon Original Movies, which released Chi-Raq. Reached out to my old friend John Pearson, who was instrumental in launching Spike Lee's career. In fact, he's screening She's Gotta Have It in Los Angeles at CineFamily on the same night that we're going to be getting to hear from Spike Lee himself. So I reached out to those two guys, and they helped facilitate connecting with Spike Lee. And the next thing I knew, Spike Lee was coming to Arizona. And, you know, the last thing I'll say about that, why it's so particularly exciting, you know, I, as an undergraduate, got to see Spike Lee speak, changed my life, essentially was the reason I became a filmmaker, and I am so excited to be able to share that kind of experience with everybody at ASU, the students, faculty, staff, and everybody in the Phoenix region. You'll really, really enjoy it.
Oh, it sounds like a great event. And again, you got to check out filmsparkevents.com to make a reservation. So they can make a reservation, and then do they still have to pick up the tickets first? Or
yeah, all they got to do is, you know, go to filmsparkevents.com, and then you pick up your tickets at the Gamage box office.
Okay.
And you can do that on the day, but starting at 12 p.m., I would get there earlier than later because those seats will go out.
Right. Okay. Excellent. And you know, of course, it's been a while since we've talked to you about Car Dogs, and as you said, it's coming out in the fall, right?
Correct. We're going to release the movie. We've got the Gamage Hall booked, Gamage Auditorium, for a big, huge gala premiere that will happen in early September.
Mm-hmm.
And barring an unforeseen event, we're going to plan on a huge Arizona blowout. The thing that's amazing about Car Dogs, this is an Arizona movie, man.
Yeah.
You know, when, I don't know if I told you this piece of the story, but the guy who wrote it is from Scottsdale. He actually went to ASU. The story is set in Arizona on a car dealership. It's a movie that shows you the kind of behind-the-scenes shenanigans of the car industry and how the salesmen are getting one over on you. But it's like a real fun look at just how exactly the car salesmen are getting one over on the customers. So it's really an entertaining movie. I think it's playing beautifully at festivals, and we cannot wait to share this with the Arizona community.
Oh, absolutely. I remember seeing it last year at the film festival and at the Phoenix Film Festival, and agree, it's a great film. So please keep us posted on that. We look forward to helping get the word out about it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And of course, the Oscars are this weekend. Any picks, Adam?
Oh, man, I'm not your Oscar picker. It's funny because, you know, I think if I wrote a Facebook post today, and I said it was something along the lines of there should be an Oscar category. You know, the day the earth stood still, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Remember the day Klaatu and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be an Oscar category called film that would save humanity from instant destruction by an alien civilization. And I'm not exactly sure what that movie would be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's The Revenant this year, maybe, I don't know. But I'm not your guy to make the picks on the Oscars. What about you? What are you thinking is going to win it?
I'm thinking The Revenant. It's not my pick. I personally wish Brooklyn would win, but The Revenant, you know, I'd be okay if that won.
Yeah, I have to say I did enjoy Big Short, and I thought that was not only an entertaining film, I thought it was an important film. Of course, Spotlight is a critically important film. It does speak to what Hollywood can do when they really pull together a lot of talent, resources, and take on a very difficult issue.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you know, I've been praising Eddie the Eagle today. I'm sure you've heard about that. And you've got to see that one, Adam, unless you've already seen it.
It looks great. I mean, that's a movie that really appeals to me because it looks just like it's got a lot of heart. And it's fun and has a sense of whimsy to it, too. I'm looking forward to seeing Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah, I'll say, what an amazing movie. It's my favorite movie of the year so far, and I'm sure it's going to be on my best list. Just it shows you can never give up, and you just got to go out there and prove people wrong. And, you know, I think it can apply to almost any situation. One of the things, the event is called Why We Need Spike Lee. So
that's it. Why we need Spike Lee, man. Because we need filmmakers like Spike Lee right now. We need visionary artists. That's a big part of what Herberger Institute of Arts and Design at ASU is really trying to foster, you know, to project all voices. We need original voices, again, at a time when we have so many sequels and reboots. If you go to the industry websites and look at the films that are in development, and out of the top 50, 45 of them will have a 2 beside it, you know, will be a remake, a sequel, pre-branded content. And if I was running a studio, heck, man, I'd be doing the same thing. That's just good business, and it increases shareholder value. But how do we hold on to this great American culture of original movies that are still mainstream and still popular? I think guys like Spike Lee, Steven Soderbergh, even Scorsese, Jane Campion, so many great filmmakers, Sofia Coppola, so many great filmmakers that create these original works of art that don't rely on any kind of pre-branded asset. So I hope we can communicate that idea with our Spike Lee event.
Absolutely. Again, Adam Collis, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Check out filmsparkevents.com. That's where you can make your reservations to check out Spike Lee, FilmSpark at ASU. Thank you so much, Adam, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Joseph. Thanks, Eric. So much appreciated.
Take care. Take care. And, of course, this is Bridge of Light by Pink from Happy Feet 2. We'll be right back with more after this break.
But don't forget.